everybody. This is Connor. We got a little bonus stuff for you right now because our last episode about Gump and Company ran so long, as they tend to do. We thought that, you know, we only did three chapters of Gump and Company, and two of them dealt exclusively with New Coke. So was it going to possibly be possible to fill 2 hours of that? And, it proved to be possible yet again.
When I originally looked at my notes for that, I was like, well, this should be a brisk episode. But there's a lot to talk about.
It is, yeah.
New Coke. I mean.
New Coke. Horny housewives.
Yes. I hope that he drills down on other things like that. And we've speculated on that. And it will come true. But
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. If it was the kind of book where, you know, he just kept finding ways, like it was a running gag to keep going back to New Coke, where it was like, what is this really about, man?
That would be delightful if at the very end it was like, it was all New Coke. weird thing to write a book about, but it would be delightful.
But it could be his own petty grievance. And, you know, speaking of petty grievances, we are not above them ourselves. I was getting ready to go to a wedding of someone that I've known for, 35 years at this point in time, last Friday. Yeah. And you were texting me as I was lacing up my tuxedo. You were texting me, why are you lacing up a tuxedo? Where did you write
this which from? Part? I was like, which part of the tuxedo are you lacing up? Maybe I can help you turn the camera on yourself. Yes. You're like, no, I will not do that. Yes. I don't have a camera. The laces are in places that I don't want to show
and
you.
And the rest of it is very revealing underneath all the laciness. But no, you were texting me about a consumer ordeal you were facing. And I said,
yes.
This has to wait till next week. And so here we are.
Yeah, I love the fact that the time zone difference between us sometimes does create that, where I will be texting you and you'll be like, it is 4 a.m. and you are texting me about a bad cupcake you had. What is going on? Like, come on, man, this is gold. Let's get on the...
Right.
And you're like, there's only 1 hour difference between us. Why are you texting me?
It's the UTC that throws us all into chaos.
That's right, yes. I assume... I always forget you're not in Paris. And so, anyway... this is a story as old as time, but I just have two things to say about this.
Yes.
This was the, my beloved wife, Bridget, said to me, like, hey, I dropped my phone in water.
Mm-hmm.
I won't go any farther than that.
All right. Yeah, we know.
I fished it out as quickly as I could. I dried it.
Would you fish something out of the sink? I'm just going to leave it there. What other receptacles are you fishing things out of here?
All right. It was a bath. Okay. It wasn't the worst thing that you thought of.
Okay.
Yes. It was the second worst thing you thought of.
Okay.
And pulled it out quickly and all of that. And then started the ordeal, which we all know. And here's my thing now. Like, what other thing can you think of? When you, let's say you're just, some of us aren't, some of us are, employed. When you're employed and you have a regular, I'm just working.
Okay.
What things, like going to the DMV actually becomes a thing where you have to go into, if you have a boss, whatever, however this works. You go in and go like, I have a new part-time job. It's called going to the DMV. I don't know how long it will be.
Yes, right.
I am doomed to be there. And everyone kind of goes, ooh. Yeah, you know, or you're on jury duty, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Everyone feels bad. They say, like...
Yeah, they're like, well, it is what it is. You got to go. There's a new one, and it's when you drop your phone in your bathtub.
Oh, my God.
This now becomes a new where you just go, like, I guess I'm going to be doing this for the next few days. right? There's no, like, quick... Like, hi, Sprint. It's not, I don't have Sprint. Does Sprint exist? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think they're T-Mobile.
But you don't call Bob at Sprint and go, hey, you're my Sprint guy, Bob. We talked to you before. Oh, hey, hi, Bridget Nelson.
Right. Yeah, they have a weird thing. Remember, I went to my dentist and they were like, how's the, you know, you like him being down here from Vermont? Like, are you doing any more comedy stuff? I'm like, did you take notes? Did you just look at
Damn
them
it.
Before you walked
yes.
in? Yes. Yeah.
You're like a Hollywood agent.
Yeah.
How are beep 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 your sons? Wait, hang on.
Connor, how are you? Connor, you've been taking care of your teeth, Connor? All right. Good to see you, Connor.
So anyway, it started the thing that goes on for days. She went and got a part-time job.
You're trying to get this phone replaced? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Okay. I just want a replacement phone. We did do the thing of which I guess if you read online is like putting it in rice is a placebo. And if it makes you feel good, that's fine. Whatever. So we We did that, kind of had it on a low heat for, I guess that helps to dry it out.
But what is it? What entitles you to a new phone? I mean, I thought that was like, I thought this was like a 10-year ago thing where you'd like get a new phone every 2 years. I thought that this is well
What do you
past
mean entitles? No, we just, she just needed one. Oh, like, all of a sudden it's not working.
Got it. I thought you were trying to get it replaced or like warrantied.
No. It's not working at all. Yes, like it's okay. Just dead.
Yeah.
So it's giving you the little... You know, the green Android guy with the yield sign.
No, I understand.
The heart or whatever.
Got it.
You know, it's like, there's no way to get around it. I'm looking online. I'm plugging it in. There's no repair.
Okay.
So she says, okay, what do I do?
Well, you, you buy it at on Amazon.
Oh, haha. Oh, well, do you? When you have my particular phone company, which will not come up, is that you, I say, well, it might be reparable. It's not reparable by me. So go to the local store
and
tell them I'm sorry. So I got her an appointment, mm-hmm. which is hilarious. Again, like you're sitting in the lobby, bleeding to death. I'm like, I got to go in and get my appointment.
And this is at one of those stores that's like, you know, in a strip mall. It used to be a Cinnabon. Like it has like one guy who works there who's also like modding Xboxes on the side.
Of course it is. It is. If you have ever been to the late, great Radio Shack, this would make that experience. You'd be like, oh, man, I miss that place.
Yeah, I'd be like going to a planet where they have advanced, you know, brain pulsing enabled technology compared to this.
Yeah, so this is the sad music playing. I only know this through, well, as it turns out, I did visit there. But here we go. So they tell her, we cannot... literally cannot replace your phone by all the known laws of the man and the universe itself. Like there's no way. And she's calling me. She goes, they said they can't replace it. I'm like, put, you know,
yeah,
dot,
Carl,
dot,
yeah.
dot, dot on the line. What should we use for
Carl?
Carl?
Yeah.
Sounds good. Carl, that is my wife. Here's my PIN number. Here's my social security. Here's a scan of my eye from I'm on Clear, so you can just download that as well. Here's my biometrics. He's like, I appreciate that, sir. I cannot do anything. I'm like, wait, what is happening? Like,
okay, you need to clarify some more stuff here. Like, what he will not sell you a phone. This is a guy from the mobile service you're using's company or the repair shop.
That is correct. Okay. This is from a very well known.
Okay, just name the name because otherwise,
extremely well known.
This is too
company.
Weird. This is.
Okay, I guess I got to name it. I'm not slandering anyone at the company. This guy was great,
okay,
by the way.
Sure.
And it was a guy. This was Xfinity.
Okay.
I have Xfinity mobile.
So do I.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't have a problem. I know.
I didn't, that sounded defensive. I wasn't. Yes. I mean, they are a cheap and affordable yet reliable service, but.
But apparently, because they are not an official mobile, they sort of ride. Anyway, I got this explanation, but I'm not going to get into it. He's like, she cannot get a phone from me.
Okay.
So what do you want me to do? And then she calls me. She says, well, I guess he told me offline, you know, like I'm not talking to him. He's got to deal with other people. He says she should go over to Best Buy and buy a phone there, and then we can program it here. So I'm working, and all of a sudden I get a phone call from Best Buy. Because, again, she does not have a working phone. So Best Buy calls me.
Okay.
I was like, Best Buy? Okay, I'm intrigued enough to take this call. Did I order a washer-dryer set or something that's downstairs?
Oh, yeah, the Geek Squad.
I did not. Yeah, so it's her. She's like, hey, I'm at Best Buy. This guy is telling me, like, there's no such thing as a phone that works. So, like, I don't know what to tell you. And so she says, ask him if they have this phone, which you had, which you loved, because she's particular about her phones. And then I hear her say to the gentleman, it happened to be a gentleman.
Carl. Yep.
Carl two. She said, do you have this phone? He goes, I'll check, man. I'll be right back. So I'm like, all right, you're good. Carl's going to go get you one of those phones. We'll be good. Then you can go back over to Carl the one, and he'll plug it. She calls me again. She's like, they don't have that phone. They have a $1,300 phone that they say is similar. I'm like, God, no, this was like, you don't need, you're not a power
high
user.
Performance, yes.
No. So she said, all right, then I don't know what to do. So we're just done. We're out. There's no phone. But she's like, I need a phone.
Yes. So, and you don't have like a drawer that has, a iPhone 4 from 2009 in it, like with a scratch screen.
We do have that drawer. And she said, I'll put that on there. But I'm like, how long is that going to last before you have to go back to the place that they said, we can't even get you a phone? So like, what is this going to do? You like a good camera on your phone. That's the only thing she likes to take pictures.
Right.
You like a camera. Okay. So you're going to pull the thing out of your drawer that again has the quarter crack screen along the right hand side and then has a camera that is a single pixel camera from, you know, right. Like, no, that's not gonna work. We gotta get you the new phone.
This phone has Bonzi Buddy on it. How is that even possible?
Yes, it's installed as actual firmware. That's the thing. It's running. So all right, we have to solve this. So she said, well, you have to go to the store with me and we can buy the phone. And, you know, the huge sigh, like, I'm in the middle of all of this stuff.
But just because she needed you to explain to the guy, to Carl, too, what you needed?
No, he says, like, we need your license. So here's the end of it.
Is this like it sounds like it's a 50s psychiatrist, like, needing the husband's permission to, like, ask the...
Well, that's what's so weird about it. Like, I'm talking to him. I'm like, hey, Carl, come on, man. We both understand the world. Here's my, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
He's like, sir, you have to come down here. So we get in the car. We have to drive separately because she's going to stay after I authorize. I mean, isn't this bizarre?
Like, did Carl let her drive? Did he authorize that? I don't understand. Like, that's...
apparently she got a waiver from Carl to drive her car. So we both drive to this place. This is day two, by the way, mm-hmm. of the phone saga. So this is two full days of trying to get a phone.
That's why you put it in the first phone to begin with, so that you don't have to like use Best Buy's phone when you go there.
Look, if you can crack Xfinity for me, if anyone listening has the key to cracking it. To me, it's like I had a friend years ago who... I was a writer. I shared an office with him. Famous guy. He goes, every year I fly into Canada with a float plane and we go fishing with buddies and we stay at a cabin for a week. And I ask the first question that any idiot would ask, right? I go, what happens if someone gets hurt? And he stops me in the middle of a sentence and he goes, we tell everyone, you don't get hurt. Like he just, and that's my thing. You don't drop your phone.
Yeah. The guys
that's the solution
shirts.
To, yes. He was so emphatic about it, and it made me laugh. And that's what I think about with phones. Like, what do you do if you drop your phone and then it crashes into 800 million pieces? You don't drop your phone. That's the solution.
That's your policy, right? I mean, you once told our coworker that you just don't drop your phone. And he remembered that many, many months later when...
Many months later when I dropped my phone,
our
yes.
former coworker, I'll add.
Yes. So... we go, and so I pull up next to her because she's going to stay after. And then this is the funny part. She goes, oh, by the way, I told them that you were pretty much immobile, so you have to use your crutches. I'm like, well, I'm mostly off the crutches. I'm kind of half. She's like, grab the crutches.
Wow, elaborate backstory.
So I crutch my way to the door, and Carl opens the first door and is like, I'm so sorry, sir, come on in. And you know, I smash a crutch through the second window like W.C. Fields in the aforementioned. Please, sir, I'm sorry, sir. You know,
Mr. Nelson.
What? Mr. Nelson, please. And so I thrash my way around. I come in, I go, what's going on? My wife can't buy a phone because I don't... It's very complicated, sir. The Federal Communications Commission will not allow... I mean, honestly, it was like a deep dive mm-hmm. into the Uniform Commercial Code of 1973, you know, page 7, whatever. So he's like, can I have your license and then the last four of your social? and I'll take those down. And
this is
and
Best Buy like, or the Xfinity store.
This is the Xfinity store. I'm back at the Xfinity store. He's like, now I can show her phones, and then I bash my way out of the place, go back to my car. And apparently then she got a phone that she liked, and that was absolutely, there was no way around this. There was no other way.
I mean, I'm looking at Amazon right now, where Google Pixel 4 XL, $239, delivered tomorrow. I think that's what I would do, rather than bash your way through the Xfinity store. But hey, you know what?
Here are the two hinge points that I use as my excuse. I assumed you could fix the phone that had just slipped for 1 second into a bathtub,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And because it was also it was like IP6 or whatever, you know, it was supposed to be water resistant.
Mm-hmm.
It was not.
Yeah.
And so I assume they could kind of plug it in and wipe the phone and, you know, save us hundreds and hundreds of dollars. They could not. So that was mistake number one. And then not mistake, but number two is I said, well, I gave the very confident solution that you gave. Like, I will order you a phone.
Mm-hmm.
It will be here on this date. And then you can just transfer it over via a robot, which is much more pleasant than than this whole experience. And she said, I need my phone today.
Oh my God.
So that was, so this is like,
well, I withhold permission then. And now we are at an impasse.
3 days versus that.
The giving permission, that seems, you know, when you start to talk about it, it seems like, well, I mean, I run the show here. And then it would immediately be like, I give you every permission. Like if you had a teenager or something, like, I do not need to be involved in this. I do not need to right. do this, just but buy whatever you want and leave me alone so I can get some stuff done.
Well, they said that was one of the guy's excuses, like, well, a teenager, whatever. It's like, well, that can't be the reason, because somebody could, you know. But I said, can't I just, I'll put her on the account right now. He's like, you cannot do that for reasons of the fact that Xfinity is not actually in the mobile business. They're dipping a toe in, and wow. So they haven't actually, anyway, this was his explanation. I'm like, more.
It's like a
waving my crutch at him. You whippersnapper, I don't want to hear any more of this.
This isn't an American Airlines flight. It's an American Eagle regional carrier, so we can't do it.
Wait, one more thing that I forgot about. This is the good one, very, very quickly. You know how you do this where, the time thing where you go like, all right, I'm calling because I'm going to call the person. I get the person who's fairly energetic, like, yes, Mr. Nelson, we see you. Yes, can you verify this and this? And you always know, like, all right, the first thing is I've got a half an hour to get through the first layer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I say to the first
final
person,
boss. It's like the rest of the level.
Yeah, and I think I know how to sort of clear the weeds away to get through.
Sure, you've memorized some warp zones.
Yeah, so I get to the warp zone and I go like, hey, look, wife dropped the phone into the bathtub. She wants just the same thing. Want the same thing. No problem, sir. I can help you with that. Really? Okay. So then you're like, I'm in. The decision tree is made. 45 minutes later, I'm talking to someone in India who is very sketchy on English, certainly very sketchy on my whole process. And I'm just like, no. Same phone. He's like, I can transfer you to, like, no. And, you know, so it was 11 transfers later.
Right, yeah.
But I did, it's just that same decision where you go like, which road should I take, the hanging up or the this? And I soldiered on. And
sunk cost fallacy was with you on that one.
Yep. An hour and a half later, then I hung up and I feel bad. But that's why.
Wow.
So there you go. That's how I spent last week.
Well, it's, I forget what we said, barring another misfortune that you would get to the studio last week. And maybe it wasn't a physical one, but the universe chose to throw something else at you, I guess.
Yes, but I will keep in mind, I'll keep the crutches around, and should this come up again. It didn't help, though. That's the only thing.
Right, exactly. Like, yeah.
I don't think that it really helped.
I had a similar thing where I was out, I was running like maybe 8 miles, and my cousin called like right as we were getting started, so I missed it. I saw like a text, but I was like, I got to do this. I had a race. So I ran the whole thing. I got back. They were like coming through our neighborhood and say like, can we stop by? And I had to be like, oh, I'm sorry. I just saw this. You know, I was out on a long run. And then it was like the only one of my runs that like didn't upload to Strava, which I knew she was on. So I kept being like, why is this not there? She's not going to see the run. She's going to think I was lying about the run as being something that I missed the thing. So it was like, I kept being like trying to relink my Strava. So it was a, so maybe the same thing as like Bridget had concocted this story about why you couldn't come authorize you because of the crutches. So then she thought that that was going to like cast her further into illegitimacy if you didn't show up with them.
It could be. I would just say two things about this. First of all, great flex of throwing in your 8-mile run that didn't get uploaded to Strava.
If it was only a 2-mile run, it wouldn't have made a difference.
And to you know, to a man who, you know, would either run or bike every day. Thanks, man. That really feels good. No, I'm kidding. but no. See, Bridget was, if she hadn't already suffered an entire day of trying. She was trying to do it the old-fashioned way. Like, if I just go talk to someone,
yeah,
I've always been able to get something done. You know, she can...
Right, yeah, she's personable know. And...
Yeah, she can talk to... And having people tell her at every location, I literally can't do anything. So she had already lived a hell, and so I felt like the crutches thing was, okay, I'll do this for that, so...
Wow. Well,
yeah.
But it is up and it is working. I assume she's just give her a call. She's in the bath right now, and you can the phone vibrates its way.
Dives 3 feet under, and we start again. No, this one's apparently says it's water resistant. Well, is that a thing with phones?
I feel like I've saw that advertised in like, you know, a Super Bowl ad 4 years ago, and it's totally waterproof. And then the fact that it hasn't come up again means that it probably didn't work very well.
Right. All right, so we're good for a little while. Anyway, that was my spending a couple days thrashing around with my. With my injured limb.
Another nightmare. I had my thing was trying to get my router repaired, doing the same thing, getting a guy that said he will absolutely help me. It didn't happen. I 2 weeks later was sending emails that are like, this is honestly just funny to me at this point in time. Like, not angry, just impressed at how inept you're able to do this after a guy.
Right.
And then it turned out it was just the cables coming into the house. Well, we don't need to pretend it didn't happen, but we had an internet dropout that could have been them listening and maybe giving you a little, that's a nice connection you got there. It'd be a shame if something happened to it, so.
Carl, much more powerful than I would have ever thought. Running his little fiefdom down there at that Xfinity store. You son of a... All right.
Well, we did not get around to being able to do this email last time, and I wanted to. We got a Amazon review from someone who liked Forrest Gump, but before that, we got one more email. It was from Lucas, who did just some more interesting dives down into Winston Groom and Forrest Gump. So these are some facts that I think were important for understanding. He says that Groom complained about how he would always receive boxes of chocolates from fans, despite the fact that the original line in the book was, being an idiot is no box of chocolates.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. What's the line from the movie? Life is
like
no
a box of chocolates. You life never know like. What you're going to get. Which, you know, it's pretty crappy because you got a fairly good idea. It's going to be a, you know, sweet desserts. There's probably going to be something in the middle of it that's also sweet and, you know, sort of soft and gooey. But, you know, whatever. It just sort of captivated the nation as it was.
Right. You're not going to get... I mean, I guess you may not prefer nougat.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be rat poison.
Right.
Or it's not going to be a... You're not going to poke the bottom of the chocolate and go, I wonder what this is. And then you get a severe ankle injury and have to go to the Xfinity store. Yes, I mean, that's just not going to happen.
It's a big old Carl booger oozing out the bottom of your Russell Stover.
Yes. Yeah.
But he says, Groom said of the movie's version, I wouldn't have written a corny line like that if somebody had put a gun to my head. So, he's sort of, you know, the first line was being an idiot is no box of chocolates, which is... I mean, it's not corny, but it's no different from like it's no walk in the park. It's a well trod cliche, I would say.
Yeah, that's not a thing you want to hang your
right. Yes, come on, mine was better.
This and no further.
Otherwise, his opinion of the film was generally positive. And then it continues, Eric Roth, the screenwriter of the Forrest Gump movie, had been developing a script for a sequel for several years. It appeared that the film was not going to be based on Gump and Company, but instead have Gump deal with... Do you want any guesses here? I mean, so this is it's sort of fanfic, I guess, but what do you think he was going to deal with?
The Clinton impeachment... I forget when it ended. I don't know when the first movie ended.
It's probably right around the late 80s, early 90s when it ended. Now, the first thing he's going to deal with, his son having AIDS, riding with OJ during the white Bronco chase.
Oh, my God.
And be present at the Oklahoma City bombing. So this is, I mean, if any of those were fanfic, you would be like, get the hell out of here. Like, keep it light, people. This is Forrest Gump we're talking about. New Coke and stuff.
Wow.
He submitted a draft for the script on September 10th, 2001. After the terrorist attacks, Roth met with Tom Hanks and Robert Zemeckis, and they said, "We don't think this is relevant anymore."
Wow.
The world had changed. Now time has obviously passed, but maybe some things should just be a one thing and left as they are. And Lucas said, "I don't think I'm alone in saying we dodged a bullet."
Holy moly.
So that's quite a story.
Well, I mean, that puts the entire premise into focus, though, right? So why was that okay before that? I don't really understand.
Right.
I mean, there's lots of ways to do that, I guess. I mean, historical fiction has been done a lot, but that's a weird one.
Yeah, anyway. I mean, you know, the other movie dealt with him, you know, talking to, I think he went and, like, you know, shook JFK's hand. So it's like, you know, that was only 25 years after that went down. So, like, what do you... How long is the leash on these things? But, you know, I think people said that a lot about. The world has changed after all this. And then there was probably, you know, Rob Schneider, the hot chick, within 2 years of that. So, you know, we were, at some point in time, movie studios got back to doing what they did.
Right.
And so that's the email from Lucas. We have another one that was written in by Cynthia. Oh, I forget. I didn't have her email in the context of this, but she just was curious about who would like... who would give Gump and Company 5 stars on Amazon? We've done this before.
Mm-hmm.
And so she found someone who did give Gump and Company 5 stars, and she was just curious. You know, calibrate your tastes. Let's see what else this person liked on Amazon. So no real guessing game here, but it is just sort of a delightful little romp. So this person's review, Gump and Company 5 stars, review title, none. Review, love to watch videos of Forrest Gump.
Wait. Videos? Yes.
My friend Greg used to absolutely love this video that was a montage of Forrest Gump footage set to the Coldplay song Fix You. I'll have to see if I can dig that up. So maybe that's what this person was watching. Next review. Nature's Bounty Zinc Immune Support, 5 stars. Review title. Pills that I take. Review. It is just a pill. Couldn't find them in our stores here, so I ordered them from you. Item number 3. Swingline mini fashion stapler. 5 stars. Review title. Small stapler. Review. This was purchased for my daughter. I have not seen her since giving this to her. She does not live with me.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. All right. Is this a script by someone? Is this...
Neural Network is reviewing products.
Yeah.
Next review. Cameo Wins by John Grisham. 5 stars. Review title. Cameo Wins by John Grisham. Review. John Grisham is my favorite author. I did order this book, but due to other priorities, I have not read the book. Sorry. And with getting ready for Christmas and after that, we'll be getting my income tax ready for my accountant. It seems this has not been a good year for me to read books. Five stars, however. Well,
I mean, it has not been a good year giving the stapler to your daughter and then never seeing her again.
That's right.
Is a bad. I mean, I assume that's a bad year. I don't know.
I think so. It doesn't speak well of the Swingline mini fashion stapler. It might have gone out of fashion. And then her final review, RMRK50 replacement remote control for JVC car radio. 5 stars. Review title. It did not work. Review. It did not work. So this is
wow.
This is just someone who's using, you know, this is their as their diary, I guess. Just you have to put the click the 5-star button before it will let you review something.
So wait, it was a remote control for a car radio?
Yes, remote control. Oh, how do you see the thing? Oh, here it is. Yeah, it's a replacement remote control fit for JVC car stereo radio. I think they used to do that. You'd have like a, you know, car stereos from like the late 90s would have like a remote in them for whatever reason. The ones with the really like intricate like light up displays and stuff. It doesn't seem like it makes a lot of sense, but do it from the back seats. I don't know.
Yeah, isn't the whole point that you're supposed to be able to reach? All right, I don't know. I guess that's a whole subgenre that I don't know.
It only costs $6.99, so maybe you should have had expectations that it might not work. But that's
in fact, that's what Carl sold Bridget. It's not a phone at all. Oh. All it is doing is turning on a neighbor's remote control JVC.
Ma'am, this is the only thing I'm legally allowed to sell you. Yes. I strongly suggest you take it. They're watching.
I see lights going on and I hear Bon Jovi coming out of a car. Like, yep, that's all I can sell you at this point.
So that's the reviews of someone who gave Gumpa Company 5 stars. And thank you for Cynthia for doing the detective research. It's always a treat to see someone who's happy with their purchase history, you know?
Oh, that is delightful. Yeah. I mean, usually there is at some point like... So happy with the book, then there's a lot of book reviews or whatever, and then just something, you know, bizarre, but then like 20 pounds of Doberman feed, like 3 stars, it's okay. Those are the ones that I just love. Whoa, and twist in the middle of everything.
Right, exactly. That's usually like, you know, I bought it, but it was too expensive, but I didn't want to go to the store. There's another twist on this one, too. She reviewed a piggy bank, 5 stars. This is something my daughter ordered for her granddaughter and had it shipped to my house. Hmm.
Wait a minute.
But she hasn't seen her, so it's maybe her daughter is doing the same sort of thing.
There was a brief time where we had only one stapler, and I think it was a fashion stapler. It was Bridget's, and it had diamonds all over it.
Wow.
Like, you know, fake sequins or whatever. And I would say, have you seen the stapler? And she's like, hey. I'm working, but I think it's in the top drawer.
Oh, when you're working, like, it's time to get buckled down.
Yes, a little mini princess stapler. Like, yeah, I got to send these contracts over to
Xfinity.
Here. Hang on.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Just for that, your name's not going in the contract. Let's see. Let's see how you deal with that whenever it comes back to haunt you.
Hey, Carl, my wife's going to come down today. You have to convince her that there's no way she can buy a phone.
Sir,
what
why?
What game are you playing,
yeah,
man?
This is going to be so inconvenient for you.
How deep does this go? I'll come down on crutches later.
Yeah, this is why and your kid doesn't visit you after you ship him staplers, man.
And then double indemnity. I get $1 million and you get when we kill her on the way out of the
well,
store.
Sir, please, this is...
What? Carl, what? You have to hear this every day.
He's blinking a coded message at Bridget. Just, you can't go home to him. This is what I'm telling you.
I'm going to help you set up the remote. We can't go through with this. We can't.
Oh, delightful.
Yeah, it does not go that deep. It was much more easy than that. But anyway, Bridget has a phone.
I'm glad. I think everyone listening here is glad, too. I hope the camera lives up to expectations. And maybe if she sees any fashion staplers out in the wild, she can provide us with photographic evidence.
She will. I believe the camera has those like 4 or 5 lenses on it. Yeah. So I assume it's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the chic route. You know, we're doing 5 blades. Let's make it happen.
Exactly.
All right, people. Well, back with more Gump soon. Thanks for listening.
So long.